Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechta Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeichet Afan Yosef Kagon Bikarov Mamish. And Mishnah Yud says Yain Esach Shenafal Bar. Some Yain Esach that fell into a bar. This is a bar of kosher wine. Basically, non-kosher wine got mixed up with kosher wine. Kulei Asur Bana. Everything's Asur Bana. Mr. Shmuel Milimer, he says Yimachar Kulei Lavi Kacham Chutz Midmei Yain Esach Shabai. Everything could be sold to a non-Jew except for the value of the Yain Esach that's here. So let's say there was 5 bottles worth of kosher wine in the bar. 1 bottle worth of Yain Nesach fell in, so that's 6 bottles worth of wine altogether are here. He has to sell all of it to a non-Jew for the price of 5 bottles worth of wine, because that 5 bottles value is still permitted to him. It's just that 1 bottle worth of Yain Nesach fell in is not, so he can't benefit from it. We have a wine press made out of stone. It was coated in tar by a non-Jew. It was a way to seal the press, and since tar smells so bad, they would mix wine into it, take away a little bit of the smell. What's the Yid supposed to do? Menagva Vitaira, he could just clean it with water and dirt, and that takes away any wine here, and there's no problem. However, Shalates, if the press is made out of wood, Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, Zinagev, all he has to do is wipe it dry, no problem. Whereas the Chacham say, Yikolef es zefes, he has to peel off the zefes because there's already too much wine over here. Whereas the Shacharis, if we're talking about an earthenware kli, Aval b'shekolef es zefes harizu asura, even though he peeled away the zefes, it's still asur because the Charis absorbed the wine and there's no way to get rid of it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the last mission of the Masechta and the very first mission, the brand new Masechta, Masechta's Avos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.